Hello, and welcome to the first post-match boo. This isn't actually a post-match boo, but it is a boo explaining what a post-match boo is. A post-match boo is an audio boo recorded after a football match, recorded by the person who's seen the football match, and it comes in the form of a report on the match itself, or an observation about the match, or just a rant, or just anything else that you might want to say about the football match that you've just seen. The idea is that it acts as a kind of post-match review of a football match that you weren't able to go to, that you could hear by somebody else. And the benefits to this are that they're often told from a perspective that is perhaps not from the mainstream media. They can be biased, or they can be partial, or they can be just alternative and somewhat different. And also, hopefully, there will be from people who are reporting on football matches that perhaps don't get the kind of coverage from the mainstream media that you would expect. I intend to be doing post-match boos from Selhurst Park, because I'm a Crystal Palace season ticket holder, but I intend to be spending a lot more time at non-league matches, and so I shall probably be doing post-match boos from there. So this is just the first one, really just to make sure that it works. It's really more of a test, to be honest with you. I don't expect anybody to actually be listening to this. I will be encouraging other bloggers and other podcasters to get involved in post-match boo. It would be nice to think that we can create a feed that has lots of different post-match boos from all over the country, or from all over London, or all over the region, so that people can enjoy and listen to perhaps a slightly different perspective on the post-match report as we understand it to be. Anyway, it's approaching 2 minutes, so I think I've taken up enough of your time. I'll leave it there, and thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you will listen and indeed participate in more post-match boos.